Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Welcome back to ladies and no, that's wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks podcast.
God,
James, messing up right. Where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I look like Tony Romo, but I'm not Scooter from the Muppets. Still.
Yeah.
If you'd grow your mustache out, then I would say that you probably look a little more like John Oates.
Yes, we did that.
For all of our Hall Raisers
and
out
you
there.
You look like Hall. Yeah, they're a Hall.
Yeah. But I'm not a Hall Raiser. No. I do love Hall & Oates. Wouldn't consider myself that, though. I am commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing drums. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge. What is my name? Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo.
That's right. With that new emo hair growing in, it's amazing. And then there's me. Oh, I know. Like, they blow in the wind.
Yeah.
And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you that I'm not a regular mom. I'm Britney, bitch.
Ah. Yeah.
Not really, but...
Not really, but oh. You hear that's perfectly said. But I strongly think that Blake is going to outdo your son's hairstyle because he's,
are we going for a mullet?
You know,
because I don't know if you can
have one.
Yeah, you like, did.
As a kid, there was, I wouldn't say it was a full blown mullet, but like, you know, we were just at my mom's this weekend. And she's got some pictures up on the fridge and we're looking back through it. And there's a couple photos where it looks like I had a mullet-esque type haircut, but I don't think it was a full-blown party in the front or business in the front, party in the back situation. Yeah. I just want to grow it out just because I've never done it. Yeah. I couldn't have it like long where I went to school. So I'm just kind of like at that point where I'm like, never done it before. I want to do it. So
yeah,
here
looks
I am.
Good, man. Looks very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, like my hair is growing out and it's annoying me. So it's just always on top of my head. So I don't have to deal with it. But I don't want to cut it off because then it's short and then it's annoying, you know, hair. Mm.
It's a whole thing.
Hair is way out wild, man.
It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
I don't think I can do long hair because I did uncut my head for like a year and a half and it always got to my face. I'm like, how do women like go through all this hair?
This.
Well, yeah. Well, now I know. Yeah. Yeah,
with you could do a man bun.
Yeah, but man bun is like a douchebag bun, you know.
I don't know. I mean,
douche knot.
And I think, you know? Like in some ways, women have it easier, right? Because we can do like scarves and headbands
anything with right,
like barrettes and all that. And men can. Don't get me wrong. Like you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
With your hair. I just think like the sort of go-to is that men do a hat or a man bun, and women have a number of options.
I will admit when I was growing it out, because I've had the same haircut for years and it's very similar to the way that James, you wear yours, like longer on top, shaved on the bottom, you know, faded and everything.
Yeah.
Allie cut my hair for a number of years and she did a great job. And one day I was like, you know, I'm just going to grow it out. I've never done it before. I'm just going to do it. So started letting it grow and it like, you hit that phase where it's really like awkward and you just have to push through it. Mm. Now I have the luxury of working from home, so I'm not out in public very much.
Right.
I wear hats a lot, but I didn't want to wear hats too much to give my hair some chance, you know, a chance to breathe and do all. Mm. I do all the oils. I do the things like I try to take care of it and wash it properly and do all that stuff. But I'm excited about how long it has gotten because this is the longest I've ever had it in my life. Wow. So yeah, right. Exactly. Like never had my hair grown out at all. Like I said, where I went to school, you couldn't do it like that. You had to have your hair cut a certain way. Mm. And you know, after I thought I was going to grow it out after I graduated, I was like, okay, cool. Well, I can do it now. And then like immediately I started cutting my hair differently and like, started doing the whole like shaved sides and back and thing, you know, like, and had that same haircut for over 10 years and then finally got to this point. So that's where we're at.
So
here I am.
Well, so I've had my hair all different lengths.
Yeah.
Wildly different. I looked back on some and I,
who knows?
Do it. Yeah.
The world is my oyster.
Well, I dyed mine blonde. I look good as blonde. Mm-hmm. Black. I tried gray and white, but those did not come through. I am so mad that it didn't turn white.
That's all right.
So my dad's hair turned white when he was like 20 or something. And I'm like, why couldn't that be me? You know, but
yeah, I'd love to be like one of those like cool looking old dudes with like long gray, like white hair and stuff. Like heck, I get a few grays in my beard every now and then. I get really excited.
That's right. You know,
I've tried coloring my hair in previous lifetimes, it feels like. I always joke, I'm like
whatever, dude.
I don't want to spend the money. I'm not patient and like I also don't want to. I have curly hair and I don't want to damage it.
Sure.
And the thing is like I can't have all three. I can't like have it be take not very much time, be cheap, and not damage my hair. Like that's not That's not an option. So instead of spending $500 to get it lightened, I've just embrace whatever whatever's happening. I've got some gray coming in. I'm good with it. My daughter calls it my tinsel.
What are you talking about? It's awesome.
She's like, it's your tinsel. It's like you're having a party on your head. And I'm like,
Christmas party, thanks. Right?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
Well, before I go on, we got so this idea of this episode is through Jeff. Mm. I want to tell you about Jeff for a minute because Jeff is awesome.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Because when I went to Sumter Friday for a friend's funeral. Y'all know that. And thank you for being there for me. Sure. It was a nice service. Mm. So, Saturday, we met at Mariachi's. I don't know if you know where that is, Blake, but it's right there.
Of course. Yeah. Yep.
But Jeff is a great guy. He does great AI pictures. Mm. And Amanda just fell in love with him and the pictures that he could do. And we were eating at Mariachi's, and I brought up because I said, yeah, because I mentioned that I look like Tony Romo, right? My friend says, hey, I don't think you do. And Jeff says, you want to bet? And he came up with this. He came up with that.
Yeah.
Wow. That is
Tony Romo. I mean, like, it's, yes, like, it's you on, but it is.
Right. And she's like, I see it now. And like, she's like, yeah, of course you do, because I made it happen, you know? And I think that was now, such a good picture.
Listen.
You know?
Did he already have that like ready to go, or did he just pull out his phone and did it right then and there? Right, wow, Jeff, what a wizard!
Yeah,
he is. Wow. You know, he and I became friends on Facebook, and then we went. You know, we're texting back and forth, and I mean, I would say something, and then he was like, magically, it would just here you go.
Man, dude, I'm like, a how, wizard, man? Yeah,
it's great.
How are you that like skilled? Because I can barely like I don't even know. Yeah, I barely know how to ask Chat GPT the right question to get what I want. Now I can Google and find all of the answers.
Mm-hmm. But see, you said you told him never to do you for one of those.
Yes, I did. I said, don't ever do me. Said, now I'm saying this, and he's going to be like, she mentioned it like in the chat,
right?
But now, like, maybe I will. I just don't know who. I don't want to think about who. Never mind. We're just gonna move right on from this.
Okay, that's fine.
All right,
that's why we don't need to.
Well, I have a question. Yes. Because like this is obviously one of the more popular. We do a lot of popular songs, but I would say as far as like a song that has like broken records when it comes to being a pop hit, this is one of the top ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and like during an era where pop music in the late 90s was at its peak, I would say, with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and this was kind of Britney Spears kind of breaking out for the first time,
right?
What was, as far as where y'all are coming from, what was this song to you? Like, kind of, do you remember like where you were, what you were doing? How did it affect you? Did you like it? Did you absolutely despise it? I'm curious.
See, the song came out in what, 99. I was just graduating out of high school.
Or 98. I'm sorry. 98. It was 98.
98. Yeah. I was still in high school. So I remember watching it on TRL with Carson Daly. I think.
Carson Daly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember coming home every night and every afternoon and watching it. So. I mean, it was always number one.
I remember having so many like thoughts about this. Like, one, I was in college, so like I think part of me was like, I shouldn't like this. You know, like I wanted to be so much cooler than this. and I'm not saying that it's not cool. It was just like that was where I was at.
Yeah.
Also, though, I really loved it, and like I didn't like that I loved it.
Yeah.
And also, like, she was kind of one of the younger ones of the Mickey Mouse Club that I grew up on. And we have discussed my love of Jay-Z Chazé, who was, you know, one of the older on this, that like, you know, Mickey Mouse Club era. So it was a little weird, like seeing her change.
Right.
Like become that more adult singer. Mm-hmm. And then I had some opinions about the music video, but like, I don't know that we need to like get into of that. But that's just for me, like that was the bigger issue, was I didn't love the music video, but I did enjoy the song.
Okay.
And the choreography.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like it's very like it's fun choreography to like when you're with your friends and you're singing and at a party, like you can do some of it. So yeah, like it's, I think I liked it far more than I wanted to admit I liked it.
So yeah. So what you're saying is you thought it was a bopper.
It was a bop.
Oh yeah, it was a bop. I mean, and you can't help but sing along in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, and I think that as far as choreography goes, now it doesn't hold a candle to JoJo Siwa anywhere. But you know, speaking it's okay. It does the job. It gets the job done, I guess, for a pop song.
Oh wait,
yeah, all that. I'm gonna hurt my back again if I do it. But yeah,
speaking of,
if my hair wasn't in a bun and instead a ponytail, I could whip it around.
You just have to convulse. I've learned that's just the key, is just convulsing, and you want to throw your back out. Maybe. Okay, you know what? Secret's out. That's how I hurt my back. I was trying to learn the karma dance. Here we are. So totally embarrassing.
Speaking of that episode, there's been 90 listens so far. So thank y'all for listening to that one episode.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
So, it was fun. Like
that was a fun one.
It was a wild ride. Yeah. It got me. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, JoJo.
And I think I sent you all.
And we'll keep y'all updated. We'll have to keep you updated as we know more about like where she's at and what she's doing.
And so. I think I sent you all a video of someone like memeing her, oh. You know, too. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I guess.
And I believe they even, did a little ribbing on Saturday Night Live of her as well. Maybe that's how you know you made it, is when Saturday Night Live makes fun of you.
I would love for Saturday Night Live to make fun of me.
Well, I always say that if South Park makes fun of you, then that you're made it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you ain't nothing.
Okay.
I want South Park to destroy me. Yes, I would love that.
Destroy.
I don't know.
Maybe we can.
I would take it personally and then be like, they hate me.
No.
I'm the worst. It's is this really what people think about me?
Yeah,
I know, like it is, and also like my brain would just be like, everyone hates me.
Yeah, but they, might do it in a loving way. We don't know what South Park would do, you know.
We don't know. You don't know until you're on it. So.
There you go.
And as Gossip Girl would say, you're no one until you're talked about.
Yeah.
We just finished Gossip Girl. I never watched it before and finally did that. So that was the tagline of the show, was you're no one until you're talked about.
I haven't watched that.
JoJo Siwa's motivation. It's great. Yeah, it's good. I thought it was a great show.
I think that was like in a weird like place in my life. Like it came out when I was like a little too old for it. I think I just had a baby or something and it was not. Yeah, but
it's good. Go back and give it a watch. It's on HBO or Max.
Because I liked Pretty Little Liars was, I think, similar vein, same time frame. I liked that one.
I'll say this. So
I didn't
Pretty Little Liars. Like, we watched it all the way through. I had never seen it before. I was interested. The mystery and everything. High school drama-like show. I love those types of things. So we watched it. They had the tendency to like keep you engaged throughout the whole show, but like out of just for the point of keeping people guessing, like things just didn't make sense. So I felt like when Pretty Little Liars ended, they fell flat. Like you guys were just trying so hard to keep everybody from guessing wrong that you created a storyline that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
And then, there was a remake.
There was a remake,
one season thing. And I tried watching it, and I just couldn't.
Yeah,
but I just checked. Gossip Girl came out in 2007, which is the year that Emily was born.
Okay,
so I was actually, let's see if I can figure out the day that it was. You know, the first episode, but like it was definitely like one of those, you know, it was just not on my, okay. So the first episode was released, the pilot episode was released exactly 1 week before Emily was born.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. So like not on your radar. Not any of my concerns. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think what I liked better about Gossip. Okay. I'll say this. A lot of people do say if you like Pretty Little Liars, you'll like Gossip Girl. But here's the differences between the two. Pretty Little Liars kept you engaged throughout the whole show, but then ended terribly. Gossip Girl didn't do a great job of keeping me engaged throughout the show because there's a lot of filler episodes that I felt like weren't necessary. And there's not a lot of like murder and drama like that. It's more of just like really rich people just kind of at odds with each other. And there's like a big party, like in every single episode, and drama. Now, but what happened, that was a CW show. So like the season, there's only six seasons, but there was like 20 something episodes in every single season. Right. So a lot of filler kept you engaged throughout all that. But then at the very end, they wrapped it up so well. The last season was only 10 episodes and they wrapped it up just perfectly. So I felt like it was a more satisfying ending than Pretty Little Liars. So,
yeah.
Sorry, my dogs won't shut up. There is somebody outside that they are barking at. So, anyway.
Well, you know, those jerks. Right. Mine, I left outside and they're like on the other side of the house outside. So maybe we won't hear them this time. It'll be your turn. I have to check that out then because I like to have at least something kind of going on in the background. And it sounds like that may be a.
Give it a whirl.
One I can get into.
Sure.
There's so many shows.
Yeah.
It's all available, right? You can just get everything so easily now.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah. Give that. When I was a child. Well, if my dogs are not too loud, maybe we can hop right into a little bit of backstory before we get to our covers.
Are they
loud? Can y'all hear all? Are they like obnoxiously loud?
I can't hear them now.
No, did they stop?
Okay, they stopped for a second.
Okay, yeah, but
I think we're good. Okay. I think it must be the mailman or something. Right. They're freaking out.
I don't know what it is about dogs and mailmen. When did that start? And how did it's every dog
that and like people just walking by, walking other dogs.
Well, yes,
it's just highly offensive to my dogs.
They are protecting you. They are keeping you safe. They are letting you know that there is danger.
I don't think so. I think they're just barking just for the sake of barking.
Well,
just to be jerks. No,
just to be jerks about it. Yeah, I agree. I think that's what it is. But anyway, let's talk about Britney Spears, our beloved Britney Spears. Go back and listen to our Britney episode. Two-parter on her. It was a great time. And we hope she's doing well. But yes, so Baby One More Time is the debut single by American singer Britney Spears from her debut studio album of the same title in 1999. It was written by Max Martin and produced by Martin and Rami. Released on September 29th, 1998 by Jive Records, the song became a worldwide hit, topping the charts in over 20 countries, including the United States and the United Kingdom, where it earned quintuple and triple platinum certifications from the Recording Industry Association of America and the British Phonographic Industry, or BPI, respectively, and the latter's best-selling single of 1999. Song is one of the best best-selling singles of all time, with over 10 million copies sold. And as we mentioned before, this was a big deal. It was a huge hit, and it was literally everywhere. You could not escape it. TV, radio, wherever. Skating rink. I remember 98, 99. I was at skating rink all the time. Played the song like you wouldn't believe.
And she was in a lot of boatload of magazines, like everywhere.
Magazines.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
And then an accompanying music video directed by Nigel Dick features Spears as a high school student who starts to sing and dance around the school while watching her love interest from afar. In 2010, the music video for Baby One More Time was voted the third best influential video in the history of pop music in a poll held by Jam. In 2011, Baby One More Time was voted by Billboard to be the best music video of the 1990s. It has been featured on all of, I don't know if I'd give it that, but it's great. It has been featured on all of her greatest hits and other compilation albums. And in 2020, Rolling Stone named Baby One More Time as the greatest debut single of all time. I will give her that.
I'll give her that.
I don't know about the best video of all time, though. I mean, that's
maybe not video, but as far as your debut single, think about how big that was, right? That's her first song.
It's huge.
Like, right out the gates, right? In 2021, the song was ranked at number 205 on the list of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. Spears has performed Baby One More Time in a number of live appearances and during all of her concert tours. Of course, you have to. I mean, could you imagine going to see Britney Spears, like spending all that money and then like she doesn't even play it?
Right.
That'd be so sad. Anyway,
yeah. So the song was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards in 2000 and has been included in lists by Blender, Rolling Stone, and VH1. It's been noted for redefining the sound of the late 1990s music. Spears has named Baby One More Time as one of her favorite songs from her catalog. Which is nice to hear, because a lot of times you hear like whatever your biggest hit was is like the band you're
existing. I hate this.
Because I think Radiohead.
I'm glad she likes it.
Because I think Radiohead does not like their like Creep at all.
They hate Creep.
They're over in their ex to play that song, so they want to play it live for you. Know? I mean, it's stupid.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it is also featured in the 2011 dance video game by Ubisoft, Just Dance 3. And in 2018, readers of German teen magazine Bravo voted Baby One More Time to be the biggest hit since its first music compilation was released in 1992. So big stuff, man. Britney, and that was just the beginning of it all. Like, Britney Spears would go on to have, you know, a crazy career. That wasn't her first and only number one. I mean, as we know,
she's,
yeah.
And I mean, she has kept herself relevant as well.
Yeah.
Even though
she did a great job of reinventing herself. Yeah. Like every decade she managed to have another hit on her hands. Like it wasn't like she just went away in the early 2000s. So,
Well, and then, you know, if you guys or if anybody else out there has read her book, but it is really eye-opening about what it's like to be, you know, a child star and then a pop star and be, you know, in front of the world, like full-time like that. And just how exhausting that can be, which I think she's even dealing with some of that now, you know, into her 40s. Y'all, I think she's in her 40s.
Right.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 41, or she's
we love 40, Britney.
42. Yeah. We do.
We love Britney around here.
She's about my age, I think.
So. She's such a talented singer. She's such a great pop icon.
Performer.
She absolutely is. So, hope she's doing well. Listen to our two-parter about her conservatorship that she went through.
Yeah,
it's wild.
And she just sprained her ankle. She just sprained her ankle.
Oh, Brittany.
Yeah, then she said on Instagram she's moving to Boston. So, you know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Could be interesting.
Before we move on, Blake, I think that you and me had the same music brain, because we decided on the same artist that we're going to talk to about right now.
We did. We absolutely did. This is the first thing that came to my mind. Whenever it was brought up,
Amanda. So, do you know anything about August Burns Red, or have you heard from him at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Perfect. No, but now they're a metalcore band. I clearly need to.
Because this band
has
a drummer. I think his name is Matt.
Matt Griner.
And that's Blake's favorite drummer of all time.
Why do I know that name? Is that just
so he's got a podcast called Holy Ghost Notes that he does with another drummer, and it's so August Burns Red never necessarily considered themselves a Christian band, but like multiple members of the bands are huge Christians
or faith.
Matt Griner being one of those, and has a drumming / faith based podcast called Holy Ghost Notes. It's really good.
That's a great title.
But he also has like a farm or something. I don't know. The guy is awesome. I love Matt. but we're gonna introduce you to August Burns Red here, and then you can go down the rabbit hole in their discography. So But yeah, our first cover, we're going to talk about August Burns Red. What a great band. We've actually done a cover wars. Our first cover wars. That's what it was.
Yep.
Our first cover wars we did. It was Chop Suey by System of a Down. And we did August Burns Red versus Necrogoblicon.
Yep. And I forget which one won. I don't know which one.
I can't remember. Yeah. It's been so long ago. Yeah.
That was our first one ever.
So you guys. Yeah, and you guys may be familiar with August Burns Red. We'll keep it short. August Burns Red is an American metalcore band from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, formed in 2003. The band's lineup of lead guitarist John Benjamin or JB Brubaker, rhythm guitarist Brent Rambler, drummer Matt Griner, lead vocalist Jake Lures, who is from Columbia, South Carolina, by the way. So,
yes.
Hometown boy.
And
that's right.
That's right. And he has a great, like, I read his, like, book one time. He has like a devotional book and it is great.
Wow.
And then bassist Dustin Davidson have remained consistent since 2006. The band was nominated for a Grammy Award in 2016 for best metal performance for the song Identity from its 2015 release Found in Faraway Places, and again in 2018 for Invisible Enemy from their album Phantom Anthem, released in 2017. The band has released 10 studio albums to date. Their latest, Death Below, was released on March 24th of 2023. I can't get enough of this band. I've managed to see them 3 times before, and every single time it's great. But this cover came. This is probably the best Punk Goes Pop album that they have released. Punk Goes Pop Volume 2. There were so many really, really, really good covers on there. But this was one of my top favorites. For sure. So go check that out too, Amanda. Like, you can listen to the whole Punk Goes Pop album. It's full of a lot of great songs.
They got like
I sent you all an emo, what song was it?
Emo Taylor Swift cover.
Yeah.
It was,
that's right.
Yes, that was good too. Yeah. I loved it.
I can't remember now.
Which one it was. Yeah, Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. It's on TikTok.
But, it was great. Yes.
I do love when we cross genres like that. So
it's lovely.
Sweet.
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
All right. Well, James, you got that pulled up. You want to give it a listen and we'll get Amanda's thoughts.
Yes, sir. In 3, 2, 1, play.
You go, and now you're out of sight.
So that's that.
And I that
can,
is that.
And I can see that Amanda really has a thing or two to say. Because she wasn't rocking, she wasn't there. But I'm going to let her go first before, you know,
raw, honest opinion raw, about yeah. that.
Okay, so first thing was, it took me the first minute to figure out what they were actually singing, like what part of the song they were
right,
in.
Right.
And I sound so old that I'm like, it was just noise. Just, couldn't even understand
them. Just a bunch of yelling.
Just, yeah.
But then once I got to where I was hearing the words, it wasn't bad. It's definitely it's not something I would seek out to listen to.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean it was bad. I'm just figuring out my metal sort of side. Yeah. So
well, we had to really test the waters with you on that, because I know you've been listening to a little bit more of it.
You said give August, bring me more.
Oh, I know. I'm so, wanting more. I'm trying. Yeah. This one though, I think because I knew what I was supposed to be hearing.
Yeah.
That I was trying to find that instead of just enjoying the music.
Right. Yeah.
But let me say that the way that last note sound, whatever that he ended on was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Like that. I loved that. And I'm not saying it was bad. That's not it at all. It was just, I think part of my brain was just trying to figure out what they're saying. And so I didn't pay any attention for the first minute of it.
Right.
Well,
or well, paid that, too much attention. I don't know which way.
And I will say this too, like we know that's a cover, but James would agree with me. All of their songs sound like that. Like that the way that they turned that song and played it as a cover, they really did the thing where it's like, we can take a cover of someone else's song and something so drastically different, like Baby One More Time, and do it in August Burns Red's style. And it, like, if I had never heard Baby One More Time before, I would have just thought it was another one of their songs. They did a great job of making it their own.
oh, yeah, it is their own.
It's funnier knowing that it's a Britney Spears song.
So you thought that was good, Blake?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Always love that cover. Anytime they've ever done a cover, they did a great job. I remember they did Wrecking Ball. For another one of the Punk Miss Pop, right, and it was so good.
Okay, hold on. Man. Let me preference this before I get into my opinion, and that's really going to be episodes from both of y'all, okay?
Okay.
August Burns Red makes fun of themselves. They don't mind, doing outlandish things. Because I'm part of their group. And they said, which album would you want next? Do you want a jazz record? Do you want this and this? And all this secluded dumb stuff, you know? So I am not afraid to say that this version sucks, you know? and it's, okay, so I can find great points in the song, Math for Me is incredible, right?
Yeah.
The breakdowns are immensely insane. I love breakdowns. Uh-huh. Beyond that, no. You know, I had the exact issue with that song that Amanda did. I'm like, what song is this really? And I had to lean in and Amanda, you couldn't make out what they were saying at the first. You know, right?
Yeah, until we got to the chorus, and then I was like, there, I hear it now.
But the chorus wasn't actually there too, you know? I mean, they made their song their own, and that was good for them, but no. I just didn't know. So, Matt, I love you, buddy, but no.
I'll follow up with what I said earlier with and maybe giving Amanda a little bit of hope.
Right.
So yes, they do great. Please. They do great covers. Anytime they've ever done a cover, I always thought it was great. But every year they release a Christmas EP.
And that's bad. That's
and they're really always good. So great. And there's no vocals on it. They're mostly just instrumentals. And
really?
Another cover. Yeah. Oh, and they're wonderful. And another one of the covers that we did where we featured August Burns Red was Carol of the Bells. So it was between August Burns Red and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes.
And it, because that one is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That I might be able to like super get behind, and then like maybe I'll have a Christmas party and just play their
yes
Christmas albums. Oh my gosh! Okay, yeah.
That's your homework. Let's move. Go listen to their Christmas music and let us know what you think.
All right.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk about this next one, and like so you know,
was,
like
this was just pick. Mind you,
Was Jeff's pick, yeah. And honestly, we need to like strike while the iron's hot because like this song is really starting to blow up
big time.
Big time, thanks to the Kung Fu Panda, the newest Kung Fu Panda movie. The fourth one. Yeah. Let's talk about Tenacious D for a minute. So, Tenacious D is an American comedy rock duo formed in Los Angeles, California in 1994. It's founded by actors Jack Black, we love Jack Black, and Kyle Gass, who were members of the Actors Gang theater company at the time. The duo's name is derived from tenacious defense, a phrase used by NBA basketball sportscasters Walt Frazier and Mary? Is that Mary Albert? Because my thing is
Marv.
Like...
Marv Albert.
Marv Albert. Okay, so the coloring looks weird. Anyway, Marv Albert, yes. not Mary Albert. Not Mary Albert. Sorry, Mr. Albert.
Sorry, Mr.
As a part of... As a sort of partial member, Dave Grohl has also recorded drums and percussion on all studio works, but does not perform live.
Very cool.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Dave Grohl and Jack Black are like really, really tight.
Homeboys, yeah.
Prior to the release of Tenacious D's 2001 debut album, Tenacious D, the duo had a 3-episode TV series released on HBO, with the episodes broadcast in between 1997 in 2000. This series came about after the band had met David Cross on the Los Angeles music scene, and Black, featuring in episodes of Mr. Show with Bob and David. The band also befriended former Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl, which began a working relationship between Foo Fighters and Tenacious D. Speaking of which, have y'all ever seen it's like one of the MTV like New Year's Eve concerts that they used to do. And like it was like 2002, I think, and Foo Fighters was performing.
Maybe. I don't know.
And they're playing Back in Black by AC/DC, but like Jack Black gets out and sings it with the Foo Fighters. It's really funny.
Yeah, I don't think I had.
Check that out.
I probably did, but I'm going to check it out anyway.
It's again. It's great. So towards the end of the 1990s, the duo supported large rock acts such as Weezer, Pearl Jam, Tool, and Beck. Which would be so fun. I've seen Weezer before. Weezer was great. Saw Weezer open for the Pixies one time in Columbia. That was a great show.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Really great show.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm over here like Weezer open for them.
Weezer open for the Pixies. Right. I think it should have been flipped, but anyway, it was a good time. Mm. In 2000, they signed with Epic Records, and the year after they released Tenacious D, their debut album featuring a full band, including Dave Grohl on the drums. Their second single, Tribute, God, I love that song, has achieved cult status since its release, contributing to their popularity in the United Kingdom, Sweden, Ireland, and Australia. Amanda, are you familiar with the song Tribute?
I am not, but I feel like I am, but like I can't place it because we know that I can't ever... I'm like, oh, I know that song, but I never know where I know that song from.
Okay. So the whole premise of the song Tribute is that Jack Black and Kyle Gass are just walking down the road one day whenever the devil shows up out of nowhere. And he's like, you play the best song in the entire world right now, or I'll eat your souls. Which they both said, all right, fine. And so they just come up with this song like right off the top of their head and defeat Satan. However, the song that you're listening to when you're listening to it is not the song that they came up with.
Because I can't remember.
They can't remember it. So it's got That's a great amazing. Music video right. to go along with it. Yeah, it's so funny. But anyway.
Okay.
You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
You gotta look it up.
In 2003, the band released the Complete Masterworks, their first live concert DVD, which achieved gold and platinum status by the RIAA, In November 2006, they starred in their own film, Tenacious D, in The Pick of Destiny, which is hilarious, released by New Line Cinema, with Epic Records releasing the soundtrack as their second album, The Pick of Destiny. The film called... My favorite song on that album is Wonder Boy. That's a great one. But there's another one called The Government Totally Sucks. That's also really fair. Funny.
Fair.
Yeah. The film cost $20 million to produce, though only grossed $13.9 million at the box office and suffered mixed reviews from critics. Despite the poor reception of the actual film, the band would near sell out arenas on its respective tour, including Madison Square Garden in New York. Following several years of sporadic festival dates and special appearances, the band released their third album, Rise of the Phoenix, on May 15th, 2012, through Columbia Records, with the album making light of the Pick of Destiny's commercial failure. So it's good that they can poke fun at themselves.
Pick of Destiny was Tenacious a great D's, movie.
Pick of Destiny is a great, it really is a very funny movie, and even the album that went along with it was just really funny and really solid.
And Dave Grohl played the devil at the end of the movie, Amanda. So
he did. Dave Grohl played Satan in the movie.
I love me some Dave Grohl. Grohl's
great. I love him. I love Dave Grohl. And then there was a song, Metal that's on there. That's on Guitar Hero 3. Yeah. That's really, really fun. Tenacious D's music showcases Black's theatrical vocal delivery and Gass's acoustic guitar playing abilities. Critics have described their fusion of vulgar, absurdist comedy with rock music as quote unquote mock rock. I love that. Their songs discuss the duo's purported musical and sexual prowess, as well as their friendship and cannabis usage, in a style that music critics have compared with the storyteller style lyrics of rock opera. And it's very fitting. If sometimes you just like, you want to listen to music, but like maybe you're having a rough time, like you're just having a hard day. Sad songs are great for that, but sometimes I need a pick me up in a way that like a sad song just can't do. So I'll put something like Tenacious D on just to like get me out of a funk, and it usually works because it's just so absurd and so funny. So love Jack Black, love every movie he's ever done. I think highly of him. He's a great Bowser, right? Love the new Mario movie. He's a perfect Bowser, and we all know how Peaches blew up. And I think that's what they're trying to recreate.
And the thing is, what's wild to a lot of men is a lot of women like think Jack Black is extraordinarily sexy.
Yes, because I think he's sexy.
He's funny and talented, and he doesn't take himself seriously. And like, you just know that like, he would be the guy that like you were having a bad day and he would hug you and like be there with you, but then he would make you laugh, but like in the most appropriate way. And then he would like smack your butt and like make you feel pretty all at the same time. And like, you can't go wrong with that.
No,
I want that Black to smack my butt.
Well, maybe we can get that to happen, man. You know,
I need it to happen. But yes, as we mentioned before, their cover of Baby One More Time is featured on the soundtrack for the newest Kung Fu Panda movie, Kung Fu Panda 4. It is everything that you could hope it would be. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
I supposed to know that something wasn't right. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight. Yeah, show me how you want it to be. Yeah, tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness is killing me.
Can we listen to that again? That was so great, dude. I love that.
That's, oh my God, that brings me so much joy. I can't even tell okay. you.
Right, right. I think we found
so
a
winner. I feel like if you told me, if I had not already heard it, hey, Blake, so Tenacious D did a cover of Baby One More Time. And I pictured in my head exactly how it would sound. That was it.
Right.
It is everything you exactly. could expect it to be with Jack Black.
Over the top, you know. But it's so... It's
a bit. I will say, I think I appreciate it more with the video than I may have appreciated yeah. it just...
Yeah, the music video was great.
And that little bit that they added into it was not much of a change, you know.
But no, yeah, like, I love that he kind of went off the cuff a little bit. You know, it's like hit me baby, but not too hard.
Right? Yeah. That, I mean, that did not take away from the actual cover.
That's good.
That was so good. Yeah.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, Jack really Black liked that. Is a great singer too. Like, I know he's joking, he's kidding around, but honestly, him and like Jim Carrey both are very, very talented singers. I know they do it to be funny and everything, but like when you analyze it, they're very gifted.
I don't think I've ever heard Jim Carrey sing.
I bring that up because like one thing that we do whenever we take our youngest godson to school in the mornings, one of the things he likes to do is he likes to listen to various versions of the Grinch song. One of them being Jim Carrey's version from his movie.
Really?
And okay. like every time I listen to it, I'm like, dude, Jim Carrey can sing. Yeah. And he's acting like the Grinch, but you know, he still has it because he's a voice actor too. So he's got the ability to like, project his voice in a certain way and like do different tones and sounds, which ultimately means that you can sing. If you ever took the time to actually like try to sing, if you have the ability to do that as a vocal actor, then you can do that when you're singing. So that's what Jack Black does too. And like, you know, he does all his like type things like with everything. And I think that's so funny. So and just very, very
so,
him.
So does yeah. Andy Bernard. And I'm sure you know who I'm
Andy
talking
Bernard.
About.
Yeah, Nard Dog.
What did they do? You know? I'm like, what is this guy doing? It's great to Ed Helms. I love Ed Helms.
Oh, man.
I think Ed Helms actually teaches music now, which is great.
Does he really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He can play the banjo, right? Like, he can actually play the banjo.
And he can sing too, which is great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome.
Who is also a really amazing singer that you might not know is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes,
you get a chance to go back and watch the movie that she was in. I think it's Duets.
Yeah.
Was her dad Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis in the News maybe in that movie?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Movie,
but that song, Cruisin' by Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, Cruisin'. It was a great, I mean, she's great a great, yeah. she really has a beautiful voice. Yeah. And it is. Her dad is Huey Lewis in that movie, and they do that duet
they
together.
Cruisin', by Smokey Robinson. Which is great.
I came across Gwyneth Paltrow's singing abilities because of Glee. Now, I didn't watch Glee.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't either.
Okay.
But she does a cover of Landslide for Glee, for the Glee soundtrack that is really good. Yeah, it is really good.
Okay, I'm
going
to have to check that one out, too. I'm literally taking notes over here of things that I want to remember to check out. Yeah.
Got to do homework
on. We have so much information for you to write down, right?
Yeah. Useless music knowledge. You're welcome. All right. Well, what do you guys think? Well, who's our winner?
I don't think that this is an argument here.
Do we have to have this conversation?
No.
Really?
Like, let's have it. Let's still have it. Okay. Who? Let's go around comparing the two. What would you guys say?
You want to go first, Amanda, or do you want me to go?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. Although I think that ABR August Burns Red have some good qualities. I don't think that they're the best version out there. As I said, I do like their breakdowns.
Sure.
And there was something else I said that I like, but I totally forgot that's how much I love this song, you know. Jesus. But yeah, I don't think it compares to anything like Tenacious D. August Burns Red has some great stuff. They do like great Christmas carols, great original pieces of work. I don't think that this is a fantastic piece to actually win on this series.
Okay. So, all right, Amanda.
So Tenacious D wins my vote.
So you say Tenacious D. Mm-hmm.
If the only thing that I considered was like how different and unique the cover was from the original, then, you know, what is it? August Burns Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would win. Like, they definitely totally different. You would never know that it was a Britney song unless you knew that a Britney song was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Britney song was
on. So that was, as soon as I said that, I was like, Miley Cyrus.
Got it.
Oh, so you wouldn't know it was a Britney song, but God darn it, now I'm like, butterflies fly away. Okay, not in my
head. Yeah.
Sorry, this is once you get started. This is why I don't know anything. So if that was the only deciding factor, then they would win. But if since it's really about like what I enjoy the most, mm-hmm. Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Like I had I felt such joy listening.
Right.
So that's my vote.
Okay. All right. Well, now it's my turn.
Yes, please.
It doesn't matter anyway. Opinions are like buttholes, but in this case, you're gonna listen to mine. So I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to choose August Burns Red over Tenacious D.
Wow.
And make a very controversial pick.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. So here, what I'm going to start doing whenever I do cover wars and when I'm deciding my vote, if I were to hit Spotify's shuffle button and randomly, you know, had things come up, which version am I more likely to skip over? And which version am I likely to actually sit through and listen to the whole thing? And if I compare Tenacious D's version with August Burns Red, I would sit through the whole thing of August Burns Red, and the Tenacious D version I would play for someone to be like, this is hilarious, you need to listen to this. But like, if I was just in the car and like it popped up, I'd probably skip it. Just being honest.
Yeah.
Nothing against it. I think it's hilarious. I love Tenacious D. I love Jack Black. But comparing these two songs, I would go with August Burns Red.
And that's fair.
I actually
that's really fair.
Love that way to decide your like cover wars. It's I like this. I like that. I
mean, you guys, I'm not gonna tell anybody how to live their life.
I'm that person who like I'll put my playlist on, you know, shuffle.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, nope, that's not this. And I will skip 18 songs and be like, that's the song.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Right.
That's the one.
Meanwhile, I've gone through like Led Zeppelin and Britney Spears and some Peter, Paul and Mary and, you know, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it's you know, a little bit everything. But then all of a sudden it's the one.
You skip over Taylor Swift?
Sometimes.
I thought you were her biggest.
sometimes you're just not in the mood.
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. Sometimes you're not in the mood.
Or it's not the right song.
Right. Exactly.
You got to find the right song. Yeah. I get it.
So.
I get it.
Cool.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I lost, but whatever. And we all know Jeff's pick because he decided today's episode. So whatever.
Whatever, Jeff. Jesus.
I love you, Jeff.
That's what I call Jeff now, is just whatever Jeff.
Whatever Jeff.
Whatever Jeff. So. Nah, he's a good dude. He's a great dude.
He's a great guy. Yeah. I really need to like come to South Carolina and just hang out with all y'all.
All y'all.
By the way, have we discussed that there's like y'all and then all y'all, and all y'all is really just one person, and all y'all is, you know, more than two. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All y'all is more than one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like all y'all. I mean, and there's three of you. Well, plus, you know, we got, your lovely wife, Allie, and I'm sure there's plenty more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's all y'all down there.
Y'all's.
So I need to to make a trip.
So
please do.
I could tell that Blake is down in the dumps because we didn't agree
I'm
with
so
him.
So down.
I didn't. Yeah. Man, we just ruined his whole day. You know.
But you know what? This is well. I'll let you go. I was like, this goes right into my mental health minute. But
hey,
that's what
let's
I was
do it.
Real.
Yeah, look, yeah, we're going so, right into it.
Since Blake is down in the dumps. We got to mention him.
Yeah,
him,
so, I feel yeah. like he might be grieving the loss a little bit.
Yeah.
And I know that, like James at the top of the episode mentioned that he had a friend pass away recently, and yeah. I think that you know I have as well. And there's just been a lot of loss around us, and a lot of you know that. So I thought I would talk a little bit about grief and like how normal it is. Hmm. Like we just as human beings. We grieve things when there's a loss. That can be the end of a relationship, the loss of a loved one. It can even be like when you move and you're like leaving your, you know, your old house behind. Like there can be that sense of loss and grief. And there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Like just because someone looks like they have it all together when they're out in public, like you don't know what's happening. So don't judge that because like it's, we all grieve in a different and unique way, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
But there are a few things to remember. Grief is going to manifest itself in so many different ways. Sometimes even physically, like makes you really tired, makes you not want to eat or not sleep, all of those things. And it takes time. Like it really does just like takes time to get through it. There are some really important things to like think about with it too. It's like, I think one of the biggest things with grief for me, and I don't know about y'all, is honoring whatever it is that I've lost. So if, especially like with a loved one, it's like telling fun stories about that person and remembering like what made them special and knowing that like, you're not like, just because someone's gone, like there's still ways to, you know,
yeah,
keep their memory alive. And so that I think is like the biggest piece for me is like enjoying who your loved one was, like what that loss was and remembering the good things, whether that's a memorial or some sort of tradition, maybe around your religion or just something that mm-hmm. you did together as a family or with that person. Tell stories. And then like during that time too, just let yourself feel. Like if you want to cry, cry. If you want to scream at them because you're mad that they left you, then like that's totally reasonable and do that. So it's so deeply personal. And it's important that we're all like really patient with ourselves because losses hit us all differently. And there's definitely different, you know, I don't want to say different sizes of loss because that's not really the right thing to say. But, you know, I think we all think like, oh, well, that person lost their spouse, so they should be grieving more than for the dog that they lost or something like that. Mm-hmm. No, like it's your journey. You do it, take it one day at a time. And then like, just, be patient with yourselves. And I will still forever remember the day of my father's funeral, his siblings and all of my cousins. We all went to this Chinese restaurant near my house, and they have the like one of those big like Lazy Susans. I'm sure it's not called that at the Chinese restaurant, but and so we all had food, and we were ordered a whole bunch of stuff, and we were just telling stories about my dad to the point where we were all crying from laughing so hard.
Yeah,
and
that's a good cry.
It was like, though he was gone, like he was still there because we were telling stories about him, and I still have a picture of him on my desk. And even though he died 25 years ago, like he's, 25 years, like he's still part of my life, and my kids know about him because I tell them. So, yeah.
I also want to say something before we end this episode. In society now, it's not recommended. I've always been told in today's society, men aren't supposed to cry, I've never seen
a load of crap.
Thank you. I've never seen my dad cry. I think it's in our genes. If you don't see your dad cry, then you shouldn't cry too. And I don't know what Blake feels on this situation, but when I found out that my friend Art died, I called my mom first, and she comforted me and she said, "It's okay to cry. You can cry." And I felt like crying, but I didn't cry for some reason. I don't know what it is. Yeah. You know, I just couldn't. I felt the tears come in a little bit, but not much. But I just didn't. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
So, and during the service, I didn't cry at all because I know he's in heaven with, you know, with the one true king of all time. So that's, you know, so it's okay to cry, guys. You know, it's not, you know,
it is
not set in stone.
And it's actually really healthy for you. Yeah.
It is. It really is. And that's what I was going to say.
For a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is. You would not believe the emotional benefits, physical benefits, mental benefits of just like getting a good cry out every now and then. And I have to do that. I could be totally bent out of shape about something that is so beyond my control.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking about my dad. And I mean, I've lived half my life now without my dad. But I still miss him. And there's things that like come up that, I mean, you know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Father's Day is right behind that. And these are tough times, for me. This is a tough time of the year. And his birthday also was like right around Father's Day. So it was constant reminders of the fact that he's not here. And so sometimes that really, really gets me down. And one of the things that I need to do, especially if it's like during a work day, man, like I've got to get through it. So sometimes, well, and the luxury of working from home too allows me to do this, but like there's a couple of songs that I can't listen to just in general. Like if they pop up on shuffle, I can't listen to them because they are too sad and I'm not here for it right now. But in those moments where I'm like, dude, I will feel so much better if I can just cry it out for a minute. So I got to put those on. And when I do, and I listen to them and I can get a good cry out, I feel so much better. And then I can go back to what I was doing and like have a clear head. And it has been very beneficial for you to just cry it out sometimes. Yeah, so
definitely.
Yeah. Well said.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm not crying. Are you crying?
I'm not crying. You're crying. No.
You're crying.
Actually, none of us are crying.
None of us are crying right now.
I'm just cutting onions.
That's right.
Yes. Anything else, guys?
That's all I got.
Awesome. Well, everyone, thanks for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you can.
Heck yeah. And if you'd like to follow the show on the socials, we're on Facebook, on X, we're on Instagram, and on the TikTok. Just search for When Words Fail Music Speaks and give us a follow.
Yes. Hey, musicians, reach out to us if you want to be interviewed on the show. You can reach us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Amanda Dolan, D-O-L-I-N, @whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or don't forget, Brosley at Blake. @whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com, or you can message us on any of the social sites mentioned before.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music, video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more. You can check us out there at youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. Be sure to turn on the notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded, and if you're currently watching this on YouTube, please belly flop that like button.
Did that work?
Oh, that's good.
Did that work?
That's it. Yeah, that worked. Great.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
Figured I might give them an extra flavor of, you know, I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn. Okay. for all of you links to find out more about us or to buy some of our awesome merchandise we have on our new shop, visit our website, whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
Heck yeah. If you don't mind checking out my other podcast, it's called South Carolina Spook Show. It's all about true crime and paranormal stories from the state of South Carolina. Got a new episode in the works, maybe this weekend, hopefully. Have it out. Nice. So, yeah, check that out.
Awesome. And then, yeah, if you would check out my other podcast as well as website full of resources, which is The Mental Society. You can check it out at thementalsociety.com. And after today's adventure of going to Five, that's right, five pharmacies to get my Adderall prescription filled. We are going to have an episode about the Adderall shortage and what is causing that and how it is messing up a lot of people's lives because it is a medication that people require for functioning. Yeah. Wow. And so anyway, that shortage started in October of 2022.
And you went to five pharmacies to find it.
Five.
Jesus. Jeez, Louise. Yeah. Man. All right. Well, so, yeah, check that out.
There you That's go.
Awesome. All right.
I mean, it's not awesome. Well, I mean, no. Your new episode is going to be awesome. But, like, right. That is
yes. Fine. I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome to learn about it. It sucks that I have to do anything.
Adderall shortage is great. I love it. I'm here for it.
Yes. Let's do, no, love it. No, that's the bad news.
I say get rid of all of it.
I'll check out that awesome episode coming up, y'all. And thanks
you
again.
You should just pray about it, Amanda. Honestly, I mean, come on. You should just
do
pray.
Do not. I will. Don't make me come over there.
Oh, boy. I love it.
You know how much I would pay to see that happen? Amanda. Amanda.
I would talk to you. I'd be like, totally Blake Mosley, yeah. Listen to me, sir. You will not speak to me that way.
That's the
heart in the right place.
That's the
You're going to respect me. I'm a mother. That's the you will respect me. True. Do you understand me, sir?
True that.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way, coming up.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When is that?
Soon.
This weekend?
That's this Sunday, right?
Next.
No,
wow, that came up fast.
Is that this?
Thanks for that, because now I remember I've got to send my mom a card.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for, man.
And thanks again to our sponsors for this episode, BonusCoffeeAndBetterHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MUSICSPEAKS, all one word, at checkout for 10% off. 10% off.
Point.
I can't
you get 10 points.
Tell you 10 points. 10% off your order at BonusCoffeeAndBetterHelp.com. And also remember, if you need help for anything, go to BetterHelp.com/MUSICSPEAKS to get 10% off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you. Obviously, boom. Like, you know, mental-wise.
Obs. Go on. All right. Is that everything?
I think so, guys. Are we all good?
I think we're good.
I'm good.
All right. So once again, everybody, thanks for listening to the show. And always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks.